My dear cousin Michael, you will think me very mean not to have answered your kind letter before this, but you will please excuse me, I am such a poor letter writer. It was awfully kind of you to write to me, for I know I didn't deserve a letter. I am so glad to hear that ye are all well and that your mother feels so strong again. Kate Lyons and Winnie told us she could outdo either of them walking. Kate is stopping with Delia since last week, or on Saturday she landed. She is taking in all of New York and Brooklyn before she goes back to Kentucky. She thinks New York is wonderful and she feels fine after her trip. She says nothing ever done her so much good and she was well pleased with everything she saw there. She had a grand time in Killarney. It is really grand to hear her describe it, and she can do it so well. She bought me a lovely book of the scenery in Killarney, and she brought a great many other souvenirs from Ireland. I was very much surprised at her buying so many things, but she said she brought the money with her to spend it and she was not going to take it home to America again. Winnie looked well also and enjoyed her trip too, but not as good as Kate. She stayed here with us from Wednesday till Monday evening. We were so much disappointed when we knew your Kate was along with her and didn't see her. Mary Flattery and myself went to the pier to meet Winnie. It was 9 o'clock at night when they got to New York, and of course, the steerage passengers were not let off till the next morning. Then Mary Flattery and Winnie went to Ellis Island next morning to meet her, and they were told they had taken her ticket to Chicago, so of course Winnie and all of us were terribly disappointed, as Winnie had told her to wait there till she would call for her. But I suppose they found out where she was going, and they got her to get her ticket and goods. We wanted her to rest up a little and see some of New York before she went to Chicago, as Mary and I were all alone and had lots of time to take them around and have a good time. Well, I'm sure you're all lonesome after her, as she is the first to leave home. But this is a fine country, and girls really do not have to work hard. You would be surprised if you saw how well Winnie Flattery looks since she came here. She doesn't look like the same girl at all. It is many a time Mary and myself talks about the way girls have to work home. They are wet or dry. They will find something to do. Many a time I think of the way my poor sister Mary has to work, raising the second family, and no appreciation for it at all. So I tell you, we are thankful we came to this country when we did. But poor Mary had to toil all through. But it is for Father's sake she is doing it, and I hope she will be doubly rewarded for it. Well, Michael, I will be taking up too much of your time reading this, so I will close with lots of love to yourself, Bridget, your mother, and all the children. From your fond cousin Sarah, Delia and family, and all the Flatteries are quite well and wishes to be remembered to you all. Delia's children didn't want to let Auntie from Chicago go away at all. They are awful sweet and cunning now. They call Kate Lyons Auntie from Kentucky, so they are all right while they have her. Goodbye, and with fondest love.